The time now is 11 o'clock British Summer Time, midnight Central European Time. The makers of Stay Blonde and Brunatech shampoos bring you Europe's number one pop music program, Radio Luxembourg's Top 20, with some of the week's hottest records, a look at some of the top news of the day from the pages of tomorrow's Daily Mirror, our tip for the top, and later in the program, an interview with Jerry Marsden, who, along with the Pacemakers, is going to have words with those other Merseysiders, the Beatles, for what's happening at the top of the charts. But we'll begin the show at the very bottom, on its way out, End of the World by Skeeter Davis.
Why does the sun go shining?
This is Radio Luxembourg, the great 208, the ringing streaming station of the stars.
And your station of the stars, Radio Luxembourg 208 on the medium wave band. And sure enough, this week, at the top of the top 20, the Beatles with From Me to You.
If there's anything that you want.
Last night I said these words to my girl.
It was when the Beatles had their first hit records, number one. And so there's a big reception being held. Now, George Martin, I'd known for years because I'd been broadcasting and he's been in the record business, so we knew each other very well. And he said, you know, could you come in, enjoy the show, it should be good. Well, we did. And so I went in, and the Beatles performed for quite a while, and there were a huge number of broadcasters and all, you know, other publishers and so on wanted to cover the story.
Come on, come on.
And when the Beatles finished playing, it was then time for the Beatles to come around and talk to the journalists who were there and could get some stories. And as George and I were standing talking, John Lennon came up and he said, David, Jell, he said, I'm so pleased to meet you. He said, I wanted to tell you something for the last several years. When I was a youngster and I was listening to the Radio Luxembourg programs you were doing, because in those days, the BBC didn't do any pop music over the weekends at all, because that was lower standards, and that was not inappropriate. And so he said that when he had listened to the records I was playing, he said, because of you, I decided that was the business I wanted to do, to create the good rock music. And that's what happened. Well, I thanked him. I said, good luck. I sincerely hope you have a success. And needless to say, I ended up playing some of their records. Well, we were taught to be as cultured and educated as possible because we want to be believed. You know, if you're speaking authoritatively, not pompously, but that you knew what was the reality of life.
Welcome to European Pop Jury. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This is David Jell in the BBC London, welcoming you to our September edition of European Pop Jury with 14 of the best of the new releases around Europe, voted on by juries of pop fans in seven centers from Finland to Spain. Scores are given to us and the records introduced by some of the top broadcasters around the continent. We begin our pop contest with the first British entry. This month, a new release by Paul Nicholas, who began his working life in a solicitor's office, his dad's in fact, but soon moved into show business, landed the starring role in Hair back in 1968, went on to become a television and film actor, and returned to the stage as a Shakespearean actor. He's starred in the Pete Townshend rock opera Tommy, played Wagner in Listomania, and's had a hit with Reggae Like It Used to Be. Now a brand new release, so votes please Europe for Dancing with the Captain by Paul Nicholas.
It's Europe 77 from Spain. Hello there, this is David Gell, welcoming you to another in our occasional series of Europe 77, in which we visit the continent to meet some of the people involved in European show business and listen to their discs.